too many lives are on the line to continue with the status quo. The letter to Ducey concludes, followed by the names of more than 30 organizations involved in public health and addiction recovery. The letter praises the legislation, backed by the governor, that passed earlier this year to curb Arizona's opioid epidemic, but says Arizona is still falling behind compared to other states. Sarah Finmore is with Sonoran Prevention Works, a nonprofit that does outreach to drug users, and signed the letter.
There's a misconception that it's only about the exchange of used and clean syringes, but really what syringe service programs are resource points for behavioral health support.
In fact, some research shows drug users who go to needle exchanges are 5 times more likely to seek out treatment. But the programs remain illegal under Arizona's drug laws.
It's going to be one of my top legislative priorities.
That's State Representative Tony Rivero, a Republican from the West Valley. His bill to legalize syringe programs died earlier this year, even after passing the Arizona House unanimously.
We attacked two problems. One, engaging people, trying to get them off drugs, and also getting rid of dirty needles on the streets.
The governor's office did not respond to requests for comment on the letter. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.